Hollywood has been changing the face of aliens. Are people buying it? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, and thank you so much for joining me again. This is Dr. Fred, and you're listening to Study, Grow, Know. We just started a new series on alienology the other day, and I hope you've picked that up from number one. This is our second episode in the series, and if you were with us the other day, you know that we were talking about, among other things, a movie called Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage. And we talked about the way the biblical moments are interwoven throughout the movie. And I mentioned a number of things, but for instance, at one point when John, Nicolas Cage's character, confronts one of the aliens demanding that they stay away from his son Caleb, the alien simply opens his mouth and an intensely bright light is emitted, momentarily blinding John. Now, I don't know about you, but this calls up images from the Old Testament. Now, as John struggles to see, he flails wildly around with his flashlight. He staggers a bit because of his temporary blindness. And as I watched it, I was reminded of the particular scene in which Lot and the visiting angels in Sodom occurred prior to its destruction. We learn about this in Genesis 19. And the story there tells us of Lot's encounter with the two angels who come to Sodom to take him and his family to safety. Why? Well, simply put, the Lord had decided to destroy both Sodom and Gomorrah for their sexual immorality. The evil had gotten so bad and so thick that God decided he could not allow it to continue. Well, as the two angels arrive in Sodom, Lot greets them and he invites them to his home. And initially, the angels opt to remain outside in the street for the evening. They were just going to sleep there. But Lot urges them to come to his home instead, since it's not safe to be in the streets after dark. And the angels followed Lot to his home, but they, you know, so did all the men of the city. And here's what the text tells us, Genesis 19, 4 through 5. Quote, "But before they," the angels, "lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. They called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them." Unquote. Well, my point is found in what happens next. While the men were trying to break down the door of Lot's home, Lot goes out and attempts to reason with those men. To me, that's a very risky move at best. He even offers his daughters, his virgin daughters. Well, anyway, having none of it. And by the way, why would he offer his virgin daughters to the men and make it a point to let them know that these women were virgins if there was nothing sexual about what the men wanted to do with the angels? It, you know, doesn't make sense to deny that. But what happens next? While the men were trying to break down the door, Lot goes out and he attempts to deal with them. But the crowd rebukes him. They have none of it. And they become even more obnoxious. And they state that what they would do to Lot would be worse than what they were planning on doing to the visitors. At this point, one of the angels reaches outside the door, pulls Lot in, and closes the door. Now, before he closes the door, though, the angel does something to the men. Quote, here's the text, Genesis 19:11, quote, "And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both great and small, so that they wearied themselves to find the door," unquote. Did you read that? I mean, did you catch that? The angels temporarily blinded the men so that they could not find the door. Notice, though, that the text says the men actually wearied themselves trying to find the door. These guys wouldn't give up. So was it merely coincidence that the movie Knowing included a scene that was reminiscent of the situation that occurred in Sodom? We don't know how the angels blinded the men, if they blinded them with a light or if they simply blinded them. But this alien in the movie Knowing blinded John temporarily, allowing the aliens to leave the vicinity without additional harassment. The angels in Genesis 19 temporarily blinded the homosexuals of the town in order to save Lot and leave the city without further incident. You know, there are other instances in which aliens in the movie Knowing seemed more to resemble angels than aliens. And I find that's interesting because it seems to be the way Hollywood is moving. They have, in many movies recently, they have drawn a very contrasting picture between quote-unquote good angels and quote-unquote evil angels. And they're taking chances to portray angels as angels instead of always simply as aliens. Now back to the movie, as young Caleb and Abby joined the aliens to get on the ship that would take them to another planet where life would begin again, the aliens' human forms fell away, revealing their true form. And this particular form was interesting because it looked like a combination of alien and angel. The aliens had what appeared to be glowing outlines for wings. Though, of course, one wonders why they would actually need wings. I know the Bible talks about that, but why would they need wings in the movie since they had a huge ship that carried them from place to place? That doesn't make sense. There's no indication that I can see in Scripture, although some have attested to what they think is a ship. There's no indication that angels need a mechanical ship to go from place to place. And those who have studied history, and specifically ancient civilizations such as Egypt, the Mayans, the Aztecs, they know that there are hieroglyphs and writings that seem to suggest or depict ancient space travelers. And these travelers seem to have visited the people of ancient times. That's what the picture kind of represents. It's interesting to note that in at least some of these ancient depictions, these beings traveled from one place to another in some type of craft. Now, certainly in the movie Knowing, these aliens are giving off mixed signals. Are they aliens or are they angels? Maybe there's something else altogether. Maybe they're a combination of both. They leave it to the audience to decide. Now, we also learned that Lucinda, and I mentioned her in the previous episode, she was the young girl who left a message in the time capsule 50 years before. So we also learned that Lucinda, who, by the way, turns out to be Abby's grandmother, had become extremely interested in Ezekiel's description of the wheel in the sky. And you can read about that in Ezekiel 1:16. This was also some type of vehicle that had a wheel inside a wheel. It's very difficult for the human mind to really comprehend that. We don't know exactly what Ezekiel saw. We just have his human description of it. Now, when the alien spaceship finally shows up at the end of the movie, it lowers a sphere of sorts, which turns out to be a wheel within a wheel. It serves as an elevator to take the aliens and the two children above to the waiting ship. Obviously, I don't believe this was an accident by the producers of the movie. Now, the scene just before Caleb leaves the Earth and his dad behind has Caleb assuring his father John that the aliens are good. They were there to protect them the entire time. However, for the audience, because these aliens never speak except through telepathic means or whispers, and are virtually expressionless, I'll get it out there, they're seen more as malevolent creatures than anything else. It's something that human beings are just simply not used to seeing. Now, the movie, Knowing, ends with two important scenes. One, the Earth is destroyed by fire. And two, the children are seen running across a beautiful field toward a lone, beautiful tree. Interesting. Now, the Earth being destroyed by fire is a recurring theme throughout the book of Revelation. In fact, there are a number of judgments where at least one-third of the earth is burned up by fiery judgments of God's wrath during the period known as the tribulation. Following the complete destruction of the earth in Revelation, God creates or will create a new heaven and a new earth, and those who inhabit it will have become perfected, purified. Never again will sin or suffering be part of that new world. This is the intended ending for knowing. While this earth is destroyed, the new earth that the children are taken to is brand spanking new, innocent, pure, unadulterated. The two children are left there with other children that are already there to populate the new earth and hopefully create a better one than this current one. Now, it's also interesting to note that each of the two children is given one rabbit. The audience is left to assume that one rabbit is male, while the other's female. Other spacecraft have obviously dropped off other humans, probably other children, not adults, and it can be assumed that each child carries with him or her a different species of animal, one male and one female. The new planet will become the new Earth. The message, of course, is that aliens are our brothers and sisters, looking out for us and helping us when needed. It's also interesting to note that none of the aliens took on the form of women. Also keeping with the way the Bible reveals angels, there's never an instance of a woman angel in Scripture, only male angels. The implied desire of the aliens in knowing is to help, though initially they appeared mysteriously vague and even slightly mean. From their vantage point, they see the trouble that this earth is facing, and they also understand how the end will come and when it will come. They want to do something about it so that humanity is not completely destroyed. Are they our friends? More importantly, is the movie telling us that they are actually our creators? You know, there's some really interesting things happening in the movie Knowing. It essentially denies the truth of Scripture, or at least attempts to provide us with an alternate interpretation of what we generally have understood the Scripture to be, at least as far as conservative commentators teach and explain and believe. And this is the trouble with Hollywood. They are starting to, and have been, starting to present aliens as legitimate angels. And they've been interweaving their movie message with the Bible. So that people will say, well, wait a minute, that's kind of biblical. Maybe that's what the Bible means. It doesn't mean that, it means this. And we're going to get into this more, but what we find out is that there is this message, a recurring message from aliens that basically tells us that we have misunderstood the Bible. We have misunderstood Jesus. In essence, we have misunderstood God. And we need to get back to the basics, the very basics of what the Bible is supposed to be. And as I said, we will get into this a bit more. But there are so many messages that people say they have been receiving from aliens in the fourth dimension, the spiritual dimension, that really basically intimate and outright state that the Bible is a guide that has been fully misunderstood by most of humanity. And these aliens are here to set us straight. And we're going to talk next time about alien encounters, people who say that they have had encounters with aliens, extraterrestrials, and what they have learned from those particular aliens. So I hope you'll join with me next time. You know, we can't laugh off the idea of alienology. Too many people believe it to be a valid science and believe in aliens. And we needed to decide, are these aliens truly aliens, or are they demons in disguise? What are they? Well, I hope you'll join me next time, and I thank you for joining me now. And until we meet again, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.